In this poster, I will talk about the influence of the Arsenic floods on the performance of infrared photodetectors based on indium arsenide sublinear quantum dots. First of all, sublinear quantum dots is a new method to grow quantum dots. When compared to classical standard quantum dots, their advantage coming from narrow base, better size control, and absence of a wetting layer. We can grow indium arsenide, gallium arsenide submolar quantum dots by simply deposition a fraction of a monolayer of indium arsenide material and then by covering these islands with a few gallium arsenide monolayer, as we can see in the figure 1. Submolar quantum dots formed by repeating 6 times of the deposition of 0.5 monolayer of InAS followed by 2.5 monolayers of gallium arsenide. In the present work, 3 infrared photodetectors based on submolar quantum dots were growing with a different arsenic flux in order to investigate its influence on the growth in InAS gallium arsenide submolar quantum dots and how they perform in the device. Sample A was growing with a very low arsenic flux and a 2x4 surface reconstruction. Sample B was growing with a slightly higher arsenic flux and a C4x4 reconstruction, close to 2x4 than C4x4 transition. And finally, sample C was growing with a C4x4 reconstruction, but with much higher arsenic flux, which is generally used for transcast of quantum dots. After growth, we proceed the samples into small square mazes in order to check their optical and electrical properties. Experimental results. The HSTM measurements, figure 2, showed a low indium incorporation and low density of nanostructure in the presence of a very low arsenic flux that yielded a 2x4 reconstruction of the gallium arsenide surface prior to deposition of the InAS material. While at higher arsenic flux, the surface was C4x4 reconstructed and the indium incorporation and the density of nanostructure were always larger. Figures 3 to 6 showed a very similar figures of Merti and very high specific detectivity. Even though sample C has a density of submolar quantum dots that is 10 times larger than that of sample A. This is due to the small size and low indium content of the submolar quantum dots, which can barely confine electrons whose wavelength can overlap the closest nanostructure, limiting the optical activity of the sample with the highest densities. As a conclusion, indium segregation needs to be reduced by using, for instance, low growth temperature to avoid the two-dimensional InAS islands to be dissolved during the gap. A 2x4 surface reconstruction should also be used as it is the only one allowing nucleation of the two-dimensional InAS islands. And finally, thanks for your attention.